Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good stuff Wednesday. We're going to wish everyone a happy Wednesday. I hope that today is going well. I want to go and get on into the show tonight. I'm sure we've got a lot to cover. First of all, I kind of want to start off by saying that we had a blast this weekend in Louisiana, even though we were faced with 40-50% chance of rain that Saturday. Actually, all of that week, still managed to pull in the racers came out to support, and the fans came out to support as well. So kind of want to give a two thumbs up for everyone for doing that. I want to give special thanks out to the ESP family for coming down and putting on the show. I know it was a lot of questions about the bikes being able to get down the track, even with the Katrina camp. And that was one of the first projects to do to make sure that the track was able to handle them. And I would like to say that the Katrina bike did make a smooth pass down the track. So just want to kind of kill those rumors about the track not able to handle the holes of horsepower. And sorry that the race didn't get kicked off between the ESP and the Katrina camp, but I'm sure in the near future, maybe with the negotiation talks or whatever, can get together and perhaps put on a show for the Louisiana and the surrounding state area. I also want to give a thanks out to all the racing fans and the racers that came out to support the event. Like I said, we were faced with 40-50% chance of rain, and but I think that the thing really shows the true sign of all the true hard, die-hard racers, because like I say, with the drizzle early and all that, and the cloud over the track, and the it didn't stop the racers for attending. So with that being said, I just, again, want to give a big thanks out to each and every one. At this time now, I'll probably jump on into the event. I know it's a big month for September for the racing side, because we got the, well, actually two events this weekend. We got the Rock Race, which is going on, Grudge Fest, and also we got a Grudge Fest that's going on in Houston, Texas at the HMP track as well. And Grip has a race coming up September 15th, which is going to be over in, may not be the 15th. I want to say it's the third weekend in September in Holiday Beach, so I'm sure some information probably will be rolling out about that. Also, we got Big J's birthday bash really is coming up, which is going to be September the 28th as well. And actually, several more races, I think, that's coming up too at the end of this month. Let's see. If anyone that can think of any more races that's coming up, please chime in now. We can kind of get all that out. I want to tell you, we've got one guy here, 0676. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, this is Eugene. I'm just listening in. This is from the Katrina camp.
Okay.
We'll chat a little later. Okay.
Okay. All right. Anyone else got any announcements for any upcoming events? I know there's several more of them out there. Like I said, first one now. Going once, going twice. Okay, let's back a little more from this past weekend. Street King, if you're on, man, press one. If not, I just got a message to relate to you, man, coming from Paul from Houston. He said he was very disappointed in you this weekend, man. He said he looked forward to racing you, and thought maybe the race was lined up or whatever, but he said he saw it kind of talking sideways when he came forward. But it's kind of one of the related messages on to you, man, if you're listening. All right, well, we sure this big upcoming race this weekend. Do we have any call-outs or anything locked in for this weekend? At Houston, or are you the Rockingham? While we're down and get this started and get on into the show. But I know there's been a lot of talk on our website, so kind of want to hear from the race other fans' point of view. Who would they like to see? We got one caller. It is 8351. And your line is open.
Yeah, Chris?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah, this Street King.
Okay, what's up, Street King?
Oh, man, ain't much. Hey, yeah. I heard what you said about Paul, what he said. And, that,
right.
And that's a crock of bullshit. It ain't nothing
okay.
Go down like that. It was the other way around. I was ready to
okay.
race him, man. And he came off sideways and said he wasn't talking crazy and said he wasn't going to race me. And at the end of the night, we finally got it off to where we was going to race, getting ready to line up, flip for lanes. I won lane choice. Then he came up and asked me that he said that he couldn't race me if he had the right lane. So I told
okay.
him, fuck it, I want to race you this bad, I'll take the right lane. And we were getting ready to line up, and two people in front of us, and he pulled the trick. But I was
okay.
ready to race Paul since 8 o'clock. It was just it was a dispute about me making a shakedown. He wanted me to come straight off the trail, and I never agreed to going
okay,
straight off the trail. But we're gonna do that race. We're gonna get it in. If not
okay.
this weekend, it'll be at Big J's race.
Okay. All right. I'm glad you all could come on and kind of clear that up. Whatever it was like, but I knew he walk around and kind of giving his side of it, and never did catch up with you to hear your side. So I'm glad
right.
you came on to kind of clear that up.
Right.
Yeah. So you planning on making a trip to Houston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this weekend. Maybe, yeah, Sunday. I'm going to try to leave Saturday.
Okay.
For Sunday.
All right. Were you able to get your inner races off Saturday, or you?
Yeah, I raced Marshall. He gave me the hit. I got away from him. And I raced some guys from out of here, from Slidell.
Okay.
And they beat me. Clutch
okay.
Master, you know, you probably heard of them on Cycle Bike. They raced my motorbike and beat my street bike.
Okay. I got you. Okay. That's true, now. Well, man, it's back-to-back racing thing. Actually, man, from here on out until about, what, November sometime, man, this race is almost back-to-back.
Yeah.
You got the Houston race in, I want to say, Big Day's race, then you got Marshall race coming up, and then you got another race coming up too. So, anybody say that they can't get any races or have access to going to get some races off between here and
I
out,
think
so.
They might even have one at No Problem.
Okay.
Probably after J race.
Okay.
Chris, I think he might do a race.
Okay.
30-30 Booster?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he might have a race and No Problem. I'm not sure. He usually does when it get cold.
Was he
cooling
out
off.
Saturday at State Capitol?
No, I didn't see him because me and him were supposed to race too.
Okay. All right. Any call-offs you want to make? Excuse me, just going to show up or... Let's try to catch them as they come to you. Or anybody in particular over there in Texas you're looking for. I know Paul, we're not going to even make that call because I know you and him were definitely right. So anybody
yeah,
else over there you're looking for?
That's the only person.
Okay.
Maybe Neil. Yeah, maybe Neil. Yeah, nil too.
Okay. He had posted some plaques about that today, so I'm assuming that he will have his bike ready by the end. Well, man, it's really quiet. I don't have to say that. We've got another caller here, man. 9017. What's going on, kids? On.
Well, little witches.
What's going on, man?
Man, I just got damn here and went for the party to get started.
Man, everybody kind of quiet for the big race coming up this week.
Yeah, shit. You know they're going to goddamn. You know they're going to go hard after a while, though.
Yeah. You're right. But it's normally a little bit livelier than this, though.
It'll be crazy in a little while.
You ready to make the trip, man, or you gonna
I know some in a day and so.
Okay.
The bike already being tested, so I mean I know some in a day or so.
Okay. So you're going to be one of the ones to just pop up on some rocks and just start drawing some names. What it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. I mean, it is quiet, man. Well, but like. I believe we got it here. We got another caller here. 9413. Your line is open.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
Not too much.
Hey, this is Unc. I was just calling to speak to you. It was nice to meet you this weekend, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, huh?
Yeah, man. Good show down there. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
They tell me Ray Lee got a hotel from Turkey or something down there, said he couldn't stop going back, man.
Yeah, he did good. It's a little hot for me, though.
Yeah,
it's a little hot. Yeah, I had a good time. I enjoyed that, man.
Well, thank you, man. That was a surprise to look up and see you there.
Yeah,
he didn't
know
you and then walked straight up to you and called you up.
Called me up. Hear me talking. You know, little country talking, right?
Yes, indeed. I said, man.
Yeah, these boys, they get started up in a little bit here. I'm just laying back in this.
Okay.
I just want to speak to you there.
Okay, well, nice talking with you.
All right.
You know? Man, I know you're going to leave if you go up there. You're going to...
Hey, what now?
I feel like when you go up there, you're going to draw on somebody.
Yeah,
or you're
know
just going to play it safe this time.
Do my race early. Air event, but you see what CC trying to do, right?
Huh?
No. No, he's trying to race around 7:00. I guess he's trying to get the first grudge race off.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know he ain't gonna run but that one race anyway. So what's the difference?
Yeah. CC good with it, man, but hell, he might surprise everybody.
Would you be surprised? Because I know I'm going to be surprised.
I mean, yeah, I would. No lie, I would.
Man, y'all to talk the man up here. Let's see.
Hey, that's all we need. You ain't going to miss this. You ain't got to worry about that. Just call his name. Shit, he ain't going to miss this. All kills on that dude is bring up his name.
Mr. Cut, you got the flow, man. The line is open.
Well. Is it Wednesday already? Is it Wednesday already?
Kills on.
Yo.
Y'all put your phone on mute. because ain't nothing. We ain't gonna get another word in. Let's go and put your phone. We had our little 5 minutes of fame.
Nah, 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 for the last 2 weeks, now they been tearing Cousin Cut's ass up.
You know what? It took 30 guys to tap me up, but you know I'm cool with that. You know, hey, I press one. I just want to sit back and just make sure nobody don't get wrong. That's all.
Man,
you know
ain't nothing about you gonna sit back. So, hush, this your radio show. Chris has got his name on it.
Wow, that's crazy.
His name is the Custom Cut Show.
No, but I'm gonna tell y'all the only reason why I want to do that race early because BNL. I mean we type of racers. We ain't got to wait around till nightfall to be in a race. I want to get out there, you know, make a couple of shakedowns. We're going to go ahead and do it. Win or lose, y'all should know the results of my first race before 7 o'clock.
What's the temperature supposed to be out there?
Last time I looked, it was like 80-something, like 85.
Yeah, I
think
like 87,
yeah.
Something like that. So.
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, I don't care about that. I mean, I look at it like this. What if you was in a class and it calls you to the lane? You still gonna have to run.
I'm definitely with you on that part. It shouldn't matter if you're gonna run. If the track hooking, it shouldn't matter what time you run. I mean, we all know the bike's gonna run a little bit faster when it's cooler. But hey, whatever time
you ain't never ran no big grudge race at no 7 o'clock.
Who?
You.
I'm doing it this weekend, man. Cause see, I'm getting tired of people saying that I want to. You know, I just come to the track and I sit around till the track close. We're gonna go ahead and do it. You know, I'm taking it back to them old outlaw days, or outlaw pro street days. You know, you got a class. They call you to the lanes. You got to run. You can't say I want to wait tonight. You got to run. So let's go ahead and do it. Ain't no need of waiting around all day. Now my second race. Now we'll cool off and. You know, eat a couple of hot dogs, and then we back around there, you know.
And that way you'll get back at 11:58.
What you doing? What time you doing that race? About 9? The second race?
11:58.
A little bit before 9 because I don't know how that class going to go. They supposed to be doing some kind of class they doing with the big dog class. I'm not going to get in that.
What?
I'm not going to get in that, but, you know.
You ain't getting in the big dog class? Ain't you the big dog?
No way, no how. I never said I was a big dog.
Help me with this, kids. Now, the man told us last week.
Nope.
He was one of the top five. So the big, so that puts him in the big dog class, don't it?
No, I thought you were talking about. I was talking about the five from the bottom.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Cousin Seth.
Yeah.
If they wanted to switch that race.
Mm-hmm.
And do Sam Cooke first and the other race later, would you do that one?
It all depends. You know, I'm going to get to the track and I'm going to talk to them fellas and we'll try to get something worked out so we can go ahead and, you know, get this thing rolling, man. I don't want to sit around North Carolina all day and not get no race off or, you know, all that arguing and stuff. I want to get out there and get the fans and get y'all something to talk about. Either I'm going to get ragged next week or y'all going to get on here and, you know, a lot of people are going to hate because I got 2 wins, you know. But it's all good.
That's my
man. You know, hey, I'm like this, man. I'm showing up. I mean, now people want to argue about what time I'm going to race. I mean, I say I want to race early. Now people got a problem with it. If I race late, then I'm not even going to give the Rockingham enough time to close nothing on me. We're going to do this early so I can sit back and y'all can laugh at me or we can celebrate. It don't matter.
I mean,
what time they normally close?
12 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Say what?
Yeah, look, we got another caller. Here we're gonna open up the line. The 111 number. Your line is open. Okay. All right, you carry on, guys.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't want nobody to say, you know, I'm trying to take over the show, so. I take a step back, but kill zone. If your bike is there, you say you gonna run it, or what you plan on doing? I mean
the bike does probably gonna ride the bike for me.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm not gonna jump on it. If I ain't been on no bike in 4 months, so.
What?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, hey.
You gonna bring it to my bus when I come through there in the morning?
But now, do they supposed to do something like a big dog race? I saw that on the internet. Like, it's going to be some kind of big dog shootout. Top dog or whatever you call it.
What are you going to do?
Do anybody know anything about that?
No. I'm just trying to get there. Imagine how you going to act, got there, if you win your first race.
Oh, he better show off, because he ain't going to show off on the second.
Well, I'm going to tell you, can't nobody on this earth predict the future. Can't nobody on this earth predict the future. So, I mean,
man,
hey.
You better hope to do what he did the last time.
Man, look at here. Yeah, go ahead.
Cuscut, I got faith in you, man. You say you're going to run the first race, win, lose, or draw. You're going to come back and run the second race. So I'm going to take you at your word.
Yeah, I'm going to run the second race.
He's going to load in that damn rented RV.
Yeah. I've seen Cuscut and got there asking when it comes to two races.
Well, what did he do, Kill, though? Do he show up?
Possum had beat, what's that guy's name? What's his name, Cuff and Cut?
What, Steven?
Yeah, when Possum beat Steven. So fuck around, goddamn, he beat him goddamn, think about it, what, 2 bites in the 8 mile, something like that. So when Cuff and Cut was up, goddamn, Cuff and Cut and fuck around took a while loop. And goddamn acting like this, and the bike went goddamn.
No. No, that ain't how that went.
He sold his bike the last time.
No, that ain't how that went. I pulled through the lanes first. My starter clutch went out, and after I went down, that's when Steven got out there. That's when Steven got out there and ran. I paid the punk out, and Steven got out there, and he got tore up. Got beat out the frame, so.
I was there, but I can't really remember, you know, everything.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, ain't nothing about
me. You know him, but hey, one thing, man.
Yeah.
What y'all think about how good that track was looking last Saturday? And all that damn Louisiana talk didn't do nothing. Now, see, you going to load all them snails up and come up here. You think his ass going to make it back in one piece?
Okay, well, hold on. Let's make sure we get this straight.
Now, yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to wait till you finish, and then I'm going to say what I'm going to say.
All right, Tim.
Now, we was asked to call out to make a race.
Yeah.
All right, that's with that, I forgot the name of the bike now. Huh?
For the bike.
All right,
Louisiana
so
Super
we...
Bad.
We went made a shakedown pass. We were ready to make a race. So all of a sudden the race changed. We want to run an eighth of a mile.
Oh, you got my head, bro.
Yeah,
yeah,
they want to run. That's the only bike they came to us with wanting to run. So now they want to run an eighth of a mile. We not running no eighth of a mile. We don't have an eighth of a mile bike.
Well, y'all fucked up.
We're already up. We're not running an eighth of a mile. That's just irrelevant.
Yeah. I'm just telling you how to save the motor.
But if you're behind an
eighth of a mile, save it.
Well, I'm not worrying about that part. See, the thing about it is, you got to realize this. We ain't to the point where we can't lose. You got to remember that.
Hey, well, let me ask you this question, though. Then the guy ordered, or whatever his name is, tried to run y'all with his 1,000, but y'all say that certain part wasn't enough.
That what?
Yeah. I said
his part wasn't enough.
What guy tried to run us with a 1,000 with what bike?
He wanted to run us with what bike?
I understand you're talking about the 1,000, but what bike were you talking about running against us out of our camp? What camp bike are you talking about?
He was going to run the
trip. Oh, now that part I don't know about. I mean, I don't even know what the pot was.
But you remember, they've been arguing all week on Psycho Bike.
I don't do the psycho bike thing, so I can't comment on that issue, and I'm not even worried about that issue.
But you telling me that y'all gonna bring Angola and all them?
Huh?
Y'all bring Angola down here?
No, we're not gonna bring the Angola. We was gonna bring it, but we're not gonna bring it right now.
How good is it? Y'all better say the weight in the trailer.
Huh?
Y'all better say the weight in the trailer. We gonna tie y'all ass up.
Well, listen, all you want to realize is that damn seed. We got to do it, man. It's been too much time. Once again, I'm going to say it again. Somebody got to win and somebody got to lose.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just that simple.
Hey, on Psycho Bike all week ago, they said we can't win.
Who said you can't win? Because I know that ain't
gonna
come up.
I said we can't win. They said we couldn't beat cocaine. Hey y'all, that motherfucker, did he delete his Psycho Bike account? I did a bad book.
I can't comment on nothing on Psycho Bike. I can't comment on who coming and on Psycho Bike. Who can't beat cocaine? You know. Yeah, but hey, cook, all I say is it's gonna be a good race. Because you know, Z just like me, that's all Z is to it. It's gonna be a good race. You know,
ain't gonna be no feelings. Oh no, like I said, we ain't above losing.
But that ain't something that we accustomed to. But it's gonna be a good race. And whatever happens, gonna happen.
Yeah, everybody
on here know we will run. We not crying. We not running. Huh? Now, if anybody can say that when they come up and talk to us that we won't race, they'll be telling a lie. Now, can anybody say we won't race?
No.
Okay, so if we can do what we can do and we can get to some agreement, I'm sure something's going to break off this weekend. So, all I can tell you that, we're going to be there.
So, Katrina Kim, I got a question now. Just say now, with everybody saying, y'all, you know, you gonna run, you know, I run, Alex gonna run. Okay, we get to the track, and the track ain't hooking. That'd be the only thing that stop y'all from running, right?
Unless the bike breaks.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so you know, if you get to the track and say you can't run, you know, it's because the track ain't hooking on your bike tore up, right?
That's the only thing I can see.
They said that they're going to stay for the one looking. But I've seen a whole lot of front and back wheels off the ground.
So I take it
you've been scoping up. I'll put it to you this, CC. We had to track.
No, I swear to God, I don't do that now. I don't call around, find nothing about nobody. I told the boys that damn Rico and G Wheel gave me hell about a year ago. And I want their ass.
We'll be there. That's all I can say.
Now they say they're gonna start running down the track at what, 2 o'clock? They're gonna open the gates at 10.
I'm trying to get down the track, man. We going to race. Damn, sitting around waiting all day.
Now, fellas,
all I know, Alex, is this. We not driving 13 hours to come to sit around and look crazy.
I just hope don't down one of them tie up either.
But I know we not running. We not driving 13 hours just to say we done drove 13 hours just to say we gonna be at North Carolina. Just we going to North Carolina, and I'm sure all of y'all know that.
Now, Alex, I want to ask y'all something. Now, you know, ever since I've been involved in this, before a big grudge race, there's always a test and tune on Friday. I mean, why they ain't gonna open the track on Friday? That's kind of crazy.
Well,
I mean, normally it'd be.
They did. You hear me say? CJ went to Harlem about, is it going to be open for Sunday and all that? I said they took the Friday and put it Sunday.
See, that I don't understand that, because, see, that's really,
I guess,
like, taking away from us. Because, you know, okay, look at this, Alex. Now, a lot of races.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, but I definitely ain't going to stay out of Sunday. But, you know, a lot of races would come off the truck Saturday if we had Friday night to do something, but they done took that away from us. So now Saturday, we got to get out there and try to, you know, test and get, you know.
The track no hook.
Right. I mean, without having that Friday, it's like, you know, you might well go ahead and start letting people run out of the track at 12 o'clock on Saturday. I mean, I'm not waiting at 2 o'clock to get to the track. I'll be there when the gates open. If they open at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll be there. But don't, you know, that's taken away from, you know, can't nobody come off the truck on Saturday. We can't test on the track on Friday. That's crazy.
Well, look, guys, maybe these three callers that just raised a hand, well, four, they may be able to shed some light in on this. So let me go on and open up the lines now and see. We have 2101. I mean, your line is open. Hey, what's going on?
Man, chilling, getting ready for this big weekend we got planned.
Okay. You plan on making a trip to the Rock somewhere, or you?
Oh, yeah, man. You know this deal, man. You know I'm up there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to clip some things up. Right here and make quick fight. 2 weeks before the race down in Louisiana, all we hear was a takeover is going to happen. Everybody was coming out here to take over the South. Everybody fights from the. You didn't know I'm not here. Nobody from my crew said that. Nobody. He said, if we can get over there and do something, we will get a cast run. They got over there, the city folks, in East Town, ready to take over.
But they had to blow it up. If anybody hadn't hurt, y'all had a run.
But hold on now. I understand that. It wasn't just here. Anybody. The camp was there ready to take over. Now, I understand things happen with fights. But this always was here. He didn't say nothing. He didn't say we're going to stop the takeover, we bad or nothing. Got them, we laid it down. We said, up until the time we made the shakedown, they were still ready to race. When we made a shakedown, everything went the other way. Now, what happened between us shaking down and them got ready to race, I don't know. Now, a race with Oldie Mike was mentioned, but they came down here with a whole crew. If money was a problem, if they was going to race with Eddie Mike and they feel like Oldie was in their camp and they bike and Oldie Mike was running good enough to get out on the track to run us, shouldn't they have got the chip count right?
Oh, they trying to run on the bike, but you know they ain't want to bet that pot. They were gonna honor y'all a race and throw all the bike out.
No, we was honoring them a race. They weren't honoring us a race. They came for the takeover.
Give me a bill.
They was gonna take over.
Give me that your money.
And we said we gonna honor y'all a race. Y'all was gonna take over. Let's race. So if Oli is a part of their camp, and it was at least 4,000 or 5,000 from their camp. If this money, if that extra little money was a problem, then they have paid the chip count right. It wasn't way out of place now.
Hey, who was just speaking? Is this King Kong?
Yeah.
Hey, this Artie right here. No, the 25 that I was trying to raise Seed them with, that was out of my own pocket. I don't count no damn money. So, like I told Seed, and he said he got to do it for 5, and I respect what he said. All this money and camping back, and no. EST tuned my bike, fourth generation field my bike. I ain't with no camping. I just want to race. I'm from the South, my bike field up north is just the way it is. All this other sideways talking shit about money and all that, man, racing is just race. It's fun. I ain't making no living. Shit, like I said on the internet. Don't want to hear that shit. You know what I mean? I ain't disrespecting nobody, but all that shit is dead now. It's worn under the bridges. I tried to race, and that's what it was. Whether them guys are going to pay or not, they said they was going to put in. But, shit, I'm taking my own risk. Whatever the pot, might could have got the 5, but it didn't. Once he said it had to be 5, I left it alone.
Okay, you came over there. You worked it out. You We don't have a problem with you. Not a problem at all. I said, we don't have a problem with you.
You
never had a problem with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's been like that, cool. But, I mean, yeah. It's like people taking it out of context, though. You're trying to say, ESP, no, that's not my policy, bro.
Well,
nobody's going to report a positive incident.
Let's see, talk it out, and it could be worked out. And you understand why C don't stand. So that was all.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. But all the bikes that was over there ready to take over, once we came and made a shakedown, everything was out.
Hey, so in other words, you saying goddamn after Katrina made a shakedown, Eddie and them got mad. I mean, you got kids.
No, Eddie wanted to race so bad he was willing to blow his bike up, but they told him not to.
Well,
okay.
This is what I'm telling you happened. Until the time we made a shakedown, they was ready to race.
Hey, guess what though? You know what though? Let me tell you what happened in Rockingham. See, in Rockingham from Thursday to Saturday, Jesse. He told Eddie. He had to come up. No, he wasn't going to race him. He said, if you go down the track and shift all the gears, I'm not going to race you. So don't say nothing about nobody pulling no bullshit. He said, Eddie went down the track, there's no race. Eddie went down the track another time, his bike got down fucked up, then shift 56. So he cussed him out. Eddie bike said, man, I'll run you again. He said, I'll run you again. He said, let me shake down one time. Bike shift gear, there's no race. And them boys wasn't going to bet no five. You could have put that five into that damn number they had out there a whole lot of times. So it ain't nothing but mind games and hiding behind money if you really don't want to race. That's the way I feel.
Well, if you feel like that, then you tell me this. When did Eddie bike get hurt?
When Eddie is a dangerous motherfucker. Eddie don't give a damn.
Eddie's
gonna keep a nasty tune up on that bike. And it's just like the rest of them.
Hey,
then I seen Fonzo come out there talking about Eddie bike blow up.
Hold on, wait,
blow
wait.
Up. It's a 1,000. Push to the max.
I'm saying
to
Eddie, but when did
Eddie
bike blow up?
Hey, we got Eddie on the line, so Eddie can answer. Eddie, get the line open, man.
That is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Friday night.
Okay, did we know your bike blew up?
Actually, my bike didn't blew up. It wasn't blowed up, but we didn't know that.
Oh, see, that one, we didn't know that. We didn't come over there and pick on nobody. Am I right now? Did we do that?
No, y'all didn't come over there and pick on, no.
Okay,
so,
we made a shakedown. And we came over there and we said, any one of these bikes made to run, let's run. Now, that's exactly what happened.
Yes. Katrina made a shakedown and looked like shit. Y'all didn't do nothing. Y'all
there you go.
Nobody.
Thank you. I'm glad somebody got my eyes.
And another thing.
Katrina made a pass and it looked like boo-boo. It was garbage. It was everything you wanted. We went right over there to all y'all fights.
I mean,
hey,
y'all,
hey, you can. Y'all didn't come over there to that trailer. Ray Lee and Tyree went to y'all first. And Steve said in order for him to make a shakedown, it's got to be five or better. And that's when Steve took the bike down. Don't act like everybody was just hiding and tell that once the bike shook down, we went to hide.
No.
No, that's what you're making it out. You're making it like everybody was proud of y'all and shit.
No. I said we never came over there to y'all. I said, we never came over there and had your back. You didn't do that. Steve was never going to make a shakedown with that bike. It was never intended for us to come there and make a shakedown and run anybody. But when
I'm sticking to what I said last week when I was online. Fuck Katrina. And I'm still sticking to it.
Uh-oh.
That's a good way to be.
Eddie, don't even worry about that, motherfucker. Weak ass, can't tell a yard motherfucker. We're going to tear his ass up. Y'all come to the North Carolina concert this weekend, motherfucker. That's what y'all come to.
If on the line supporting Fonz, call that nigga and tell him, let's lock this race in. We ain't got to wait till we get that. Let's lock it in now. I'm going to do him first.
And to answer your question again, C was at the trailer with us Friday night when he heard Eddie not the tips off the spark plug, but C kept it to himself, being a real person like he is. He didn't go around front trying to draw on nobody. C knew the bike was hurt Friday night because we was all at the trailer, and C hung out with us, cracking jokes. C probably didn't tell his camp that he knew the bike was hurt because he wasn't trying to draw on a man hurt. That's the type of person C is.
I'm gonna knock the asshole apart before I do it. This is going to be one of the best races in probably a long, long time because everybody is sitting on ready and everybody ready to race.
You know what y'all going to do?
Only thing we coming up there to do is race.
I know what y'all coming up there to do. Little Richard going to pull his laptop out and do a bunch of adding. And help my life see the motherfucker talking about somebody trying to gauge him. You got to be that type of person to think people trying to do that. Round here, we don't gauge each other.
So you know what? It wasn't nothing to gauge. If you look at Steve's bike, Kelly left the line to bike fishtail. And it went down the track. Kelly didn't do a damn thing.
So you, it didn't scare you, Eddie?
Hell no. I was trying to take my bike up. Thing this did.
Damn, Louisiana.
All I can tell you is if all go well, we'll be in the water box and let the green light cause on the
end. Hey, now y'all playing about the ears now.
Now, Alex, why you playing? It's gonna be a lot of Louisiana in the house now. I'm just saying.
Who
I mean,
motherfucker scared to go to Louisiana is your ass. You the one better not go down now.
I don't like mosquitoes and alligators. I don't like that. I'm coming to the north where the pickings are thin.
Alex. Cuz, don't you come to Louisiana. You borrow from Louisiana right now. But, Eddie, I want to say this to Eddie, because Eddie said something just a minute ago about this Katrina camp. Now, let me make sure I clear this up. Make sure you – hey, everybody, we knew the bike was hurt Friday night. You are absolutely correct. Now, how many people you saying putting this out there? Just make sure they're the right, correct people. Now, before you saying something like that.
What's up?
Hmm? Yeah.
All right, guys, hold on for 1 second. We've got three more callers. We've got 3609. Your line is open. 3609, your line is open. All right, we've got 3850. Your line is open.
It's just me, Chris. I'm listening. It's Neil.
Okay, man.
That's Neil.
Okay. Oh, and we got 0825. Your line is open.
0825. Chris.
20% off, right?
Hey, I got a question.
On,
somebody had taken me last week during the race and said after Geronimo made a pass, did nobody want to call Geronimo out?
Hey, oh, my
God. I'm just asking a question.
Did that really happen? Hold up.
I went to the dude that owned the Geronimo bike and talked
right.
to the dude
right.
about a run for G.I. Joe. And we were supposed to run him. And after he made a takedown and went that boom, bam, all that bullshit he did, he ran for the border. Now, I don't want to hear nothing about no fucking Geronimo. Y'all talking about we didn't come to fucking race. I'm tired of it.
and that's your man, Cousin Cut, and that bike is faster than your smell, we going to put kills on your ass, Thurman. Fuck that shit. Kills on, let's get that clown.
You know, whatever y'all say, but I guarantee you, just like any other race,
okay.
I won't be the last man standing. It's gonna be some more people standing with me too now. It's gonna be some more people.
And I like to say this about that 5,000 pot. Eddie said he would bet in the pot to make the 5,000, but I told him it's not worth it. If they can't run for what I want to run for, I'm not gonna do it. So just to let you know, the money was there.
Oh.
See, that's one thing I don't like. I mean, it's people trying to buy the pot, man. Stop trying to buy a race. Just race for, you know, race for a little
pot. You won't have to race if you don't do that.
Man.
It's all good. My low-budget ass to get plenty of races this weekend in Rockingham.
Yeah, he's gonna get some races this weekend. I promise you that one.
He might get one to send his ass back to Louisiana looking for some gas money.
So, I mean, you know, I've seen all these pictures on Facebook of ESP. You mean to tell me they bought six bikes down there and did but one run? I just want to get that right. That's all I'm, you know, I just want to ask
didn't
that.
Didn't have one of them race nobody.
I saw Saul, I saw Eddie, which they had problems. I saw Headbuster. What happened to
Headbuster?
Nothing. Why they were talking about running an 8 per mile? I mean, I don't understand that. Airbus is normally one of
them. It's a brand new bike.
Okay,
but I'm tell you, with you though, they won't give a damn. They had to race you a 0.5 mile. I'm gonna tell you that now.
Well, you know, that's you talking. That's you talking.
No, that's for real, Eddie. What you think?
That's you talking. You don't. I never seen you can do nothing but walk around and talk. That's
hey,
it.
But wait, that's all I had to do.
You know, but don't sit here and try to undermine my bike. I got the only bike out there that stand the test of time. Doggone it. I'm going to be in the house fresh. Fresh.
You don't want to say
that.
What
you going to be crying about? Fresh. Fresh.
Yeah.
I can't rule because I'm fresh.
I ain't going to be blowing
down another man.
I ain't
going to
be blowing spark plugs off. I ain't going to be blowing spark plugs off.
Yeah. You got to put down power to blow spark plugs. You ain't got no damn power to blow no damn plugs off.
I just want my bike tied.
You still got it.
You said I got a lifetime bike tie. Now we're gonna do that.
Can you get your mechanic to bring on them that 73?
What kind of place you got?
Hey, but you know what? We probably gonna come at you with something else. Just hold your horses.
Give a damn about Procopio and them damn
hey,
turds.
It's not Eddie Kane. It's Eddie Bang. Cause that's all you're doing.
Well, ain't nobody getting in the water before he boom.
Hey.
And there's one other thing you got to look at, CC. That's something that comes back the next week.
They
come back the next week.
They say Eddie Kane was sitting at AutoZone looking for spark plugs for 12 o'clock on Saturday. Am I right or wrong?
Am I right?
I mean, that's what they were saying on the internet. I mean, I can post it if y'all want me to.
Bitch,
yeah.
I keep
swap plugs
with me, bitch. I don't need to go to AutoZone.
Hey, he had a whole bunch of 1,000 he
could have
got the plugs out of.
I mean, but, Elmer's side, y'all don't normally see me, you know, Elmer's side with Louisiana, but y'all did say y'all was going to take over Louisiana, and the only thing y'all did was just spend hotel money.
Hey, but guess what, though, Cuss Cut? I'll tell you another thing. You trying to get your damn pass back in Louisiana. They ain't gonna get your head open up there. How much you kids there?
Hey, why you playing? I was there at the race. Why you playing?
Who you dressed up like, the girl? A woman?
Hey, what?
What was you, Marilyn Man Cut and Cut?
Hey, whatever you say, I was in the tower. Now I know what everybody
that
race.
That was on the corner.
Yeah, say what you want to say. Look, I told y'all, your kind of words don't affect me. It's okay, say what you want to say. Say what you want to say. But you went all the way down there and came back with nothing.
How much did it cost you?
People ride.
How much did it cost
you? What's going to be with you, though, Cuff Cut? You going to come down here and get the hell beat out of you, and you going to go back with nothing.
You think that.
Man, we kicking your ass and everything your little dirt ass mechanic pull out.
Okay.
So I even got some Mexican ass got mad at Rockhead.
Hey,
you know what, Alex, that's why I don't talk to you that much,
because you're a racist, Alex. That's why I don't talk to you. You're
I'm
a racist.
And I ain't with white people.
Where's Council? Where's Lee?
You're a racist. Lee. You know I'm half Mexican.
Man, you ain't nothing but straight N-word.
If you got anything in you,
it's Blackfoot in you.
Yeah, you talking about you going to put Killzone on me? Come on, man. Everybody spitting on Killzone. Tweet.
Well, Killzone was up home. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Hey, and see them got that little orange bike out there, or big red bike? Tell them to put a plastic on, motherfucker. Quit playing the game. Run a man. Is there a man?
What about Chris Moe? Y'all going to jump on him?
Yeah.
Okay, because I ain't heard no conversation between y'all here lately.
The last conversation we got locked in, we get him a bike in the break with Billy Mays.
Hey, Alex, I wanna go back to last week about this cat that came on last week. His name Mayo, talking about he was gonna take over too. Man, they said Mayo looked like a clown.
Uh-oh.
He said Mayo, the beast, the bus. It ain't the bees, it's the bus. And, man, I'm serious. I got the video. They were sending me videos all day. I got everybody passing.
Well, if you see anybody pass, you didn't know you need to go back to the shop.
Well, I looked at Eddie Kane, man. That motivated me.
Talk show.
I bet you what the motherfucker down there, the pass that I did make, I bet the motherfucker anything, anybody won't bet, what the motherfucker down there passing, Eddie Kane, I bet that.
Thank you.
Then tell the motherfucker get his ticket.
They got it. That's why they went the hell away from there and glad it blew it up. Shit, they ain't stupid. You see, you wouldn't even talk about coming to the race.
I never seen a grudge race, heard about a grudge race, all those heavy hitters there, and nobody got to run anybody except the low dogs, the little dogs.
Cousin Cut, you got to turn. Your bike stays together.
Hey.
It's a like difference say, in racing I'll, when you got a damn turd. Ain't that going to happen yet. You can take your bike.
But damn on Psycho what? Bike, they said the best races was the low, the no-name guys. The no-name guys. All the,
you been there, you fucking clown. You need to be at the circus somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. I tell you what, you open a circus and I'll come there, free of charge.
I know
you open a circus, I'll come there.
Rock ahead.
Okay, well, you know what?
We'll see your matching ass down.
Okay, well.
Get you a yellow, black suit and dress of dreads, blonde and black. down pack.
I mean, why y'all hating on me, man? I'm just stating the facts. I mean, I wasn't at the race. I mean, come on, man. Man, y'all, come on, man,
y'all.
They told me Eddie Kane built this mechanic a $3 million house.
Right, I'm trying to build a goddamn $10 million house, bitch.
Cause I can do that. I'm just. Stating what I'm reading on the internet. That's all.
You sure you reading it with eyes, or you read it with hate in your eyes? I don't know.
Hey.
I could be wrong. Get
that song.
Hey,
thanks. Hey.
But you know what killed me? Don't hit it. He talking about you building a house. You need to spend up money so your damn mechanic can buy his own RV and quit borrowing one.
Wait, hold on now.
Yeah,
hold on.
Hold on.
Wait, hold on. Billy Toad on y'all ass.
What
that got to do with anything?
Come on, ain't nobody barring nothing.
What you talking about?
We're
pulling
up on the Toyota. We're pulling up on the Toyota. Then we ain't got no pride. But you want to come out there like you motherfucking John Forster at the damn race and shit.
Hey, I want everybody that's listening tonight. When y'all see the 10 RV pull up with custom cuts hanging out the door, that's our setup. Y'all come over there,
hey,
everything's
hey,
on me.
Hey,
Everything's gonna be air conditioned trailer.
And when y'all look at the damn the Ford Explorer with the tin trailer with the wood all on the inside and the tools over there, that's Custom Cuts car.
What?
He let his boy drive that. Hey, he goddamn got an RV. He got in the rental.
Man, come on, man. Come on, Alan. For real. Come on, man. Come on.
Man, give a damn about you, nigga. Hell no. You ain't nobody.
Hey, I don't get mad at me because I can sleep at the track just like I'm sleeping at the Hamptons.
Hey.
You know, don't get mad at me.
Yeah, you know. What?
My mechanic roll up in the RV pulling a long trailer, ADRL set up. Don't get mad at me.
If you know what, the funny thing about that is, and this come out your mechanic mouth, if you don't get that regular four-speed transmission out of that motherfucking bike, he going to cut your ass off. And that came out of his mouth, bitch. They're going to ask him that.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this right here. By the time I get to that fourth gear and lean into that fifth, the race is over with. Okay? The race is over. I love my full speed. You had an auto and you blew all the spark plugs off. All
right, I outran your ass though.
You give me that back tie, we'll see.
What's the deal with giving you a back tie and beating you by damn 14 bucks?
Man, you can say what you want to. He give me that back tie. He got action the weekend, about off, or whenever. He got
action.
And keep talking that talk.
I'm
going to
put
the
trailer on your ass.
Now, keep talking that talk like you a big dog.
I am, and I'm still talking.
What? Yeah, well. Whatever. I'm personally coming to your crib to call you out.
Damn, hang the phone up, nigga.
Yeah, I get it with Geronimo. Give me the back tie with Geronimo.
Geronimo?
Geronimo?
Hey,
Geronimo.
With a street bike.
Your bike don't you can't, that man, you can't never get back on Geronimo no more. He's like to slap the shit out of you. Hey,
that man already called her that we can cut your ass out, Custom Cuts.
Wait, look, fellas, look. No matter what y'all say, y'all ain't going to be able to get between me and the team that I got formed up. Y'all ain't going to be able to say nothing.
Man, we don't care nothing about no Geronimo, no Enemo, or none of that.
But I bet you won't. Hey, you know, Eddie Kane, I bet you won't be asleep until you give Geronimo the back tie.
Why you got to give him the back tie? That man got his own bike.
Last week he said he'll give anyone on Turtles the back tie.
That man ain't saying nothing. Why you sitting there lying, Custom Cut? That man ain't saying
nothing. Let that man speak for himself. Let that man, I know what he said.
Why are you sitting there lying about that man said that?
Y'all keep talking about
it.
We got turtles over here.
Custom Cut.
Nah.
He's saying turtles. That so goddamn. That 730 by Custom Cut guy goddamn to run more faster than that.
Okay. Hey, look here, Killzone. Let me tell you something, Killzone. Killzone, you ain't never seen 7-0. So what you talking about?
Man, you a fucking fool.
Well, what you talking about?
Hey, CC.
You let Predator beat you the slowest bike out there.
Yeah, with a fucked up bike, though.
It must not have been too messed up. You got out there twice. Come on, man.
Yeah, because I was so angry. Right? But it don't matter. The bike fits now.
No, it do matter.
We're going to see.
It do matter.
The race over with,
cause
he won.
No,
I mean, whatever.
No, you don't stuck your clothes out here talking about.
Look. This is something else, though. That crew was calling Dust last night talking junk about they want to run. And ain't they coming to Rockham? Ain't Predator coming?
You talking about Predator?
Let's friendly. Killed all the Predator. Head the fuck up. Ain't no reason why I couldn't. See if you be talking out to this ass woman.
No, I'm just going by what I saw. See this.
Because I see them white boys tie your ass up.
Who?
But you don't talk about that.
Who told me?
Them white boys.
No, you ain't done. No. No, you talking about. Oh, you talking about
You talking about when my motor exploded over the track?
You hear that, Eddie? Eddie, you hear that? It's moving. How do you blow the boozer motor?
Hey,
with a 50 shot of nitrous.
What? My motor exploded.
Yeah,
come on, man. Yeah.
Huh?
Say what now?
I said, you going to have Caesar there?
Oh, Caesar will be there, my friend.
Well, that means you locked something up, too, after your other two races.
Who am I talking with? I don't, you know,
just
who am I talking
with?
Don't
worry about life talking. Don't worry about that.
Wait, man, come on. How you expect for me to do anything? Come on, don't worry. Who I'm talking with. Man, watch out.
You know who this is.
You know, I don't.
You know. Yeah, I'm not going to the NHRA race. I'm coming over there to see you. I'm specifically coming to see you.
I don't know who I'm talking with. I need names.
You know the one you always crack the jokes on about racing on. I'll be over there on Saturday.
You're going on Saturday?
Yeah.
Mike.
Michael Phillips.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, hey, if you're there, I'll be there. I'll be there. If
huh?
you there, I'm there, and it's whatever, you know. It's whatever.
Oh, God.
Huh?
Man, that motherfucker ain't coming. Mike said he coming, man. That nigga ain't coming, man.
I told everybody he's going to be.
I had a bad day on the pump. I popped three motors today on the pump, so I ain't going to basically go. So I figured I'd make me a trip over there to Rockingham to see if me and him can do something with all this coal on it. And he'll be cold.
What bike you going to be on?
I'm gonna ride Geronimo and the mid bike.
But ain't nobody gonna do jack to a custom cuts. Trust me, ain't nobody gonna do jack to me. You know,
that
I'm coming out
the hell out of you.
I'm trying to race too. I got two races lined up. I'm not coming there to race my own camp.
I'm not in your camp.
You hear what that man said? You ain't got no camp.
I'm not in your camp.
Like I said. I'm not a struggling professional, okay? I'm a backyard racer.
Oh yeah.
Man, why you got to throw them low blows in there, cuz you do that shit to get out of racing, man.
Yeah, what are you talking about low blows?
You don't let him throw his low blows. Let him throw his low blows. I bet that faggot motherfucker won't lock no race up after his third race. I bet you
after
that.
He ain't gonna do the second race.
You say you got three races locked up, two races, lock up your third race with me.
Man, whatever, man. Whatever. I ain't never known nobody in history to lock up three races in a row. Man, come on.
So
name somebody that's
you lose the first one, if after you lose the first one, the rest of them done.
Well, you know what? One man I know I can go to teach me about losses, and that's you. Okay?
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this, boy. You couldn't even eat the shit out of my ass to get to where I'm at.
You sound real. You think somebody is scared of you or something? The way you talk.
Come on, dude. You're acting like that, man. Come on, dude. You ain't going to Louisiana. Come on, dude. You saying here talking about some other unnecessary bullshit. What are you talking about, man? You talking all this crazy talking stuff, man. I ain't nobody talking about that. You don't even own a bike.
You can't even talk to me. Go get a bike first.
Oh, I own that red one. Bring that red one, mine.
Man, whatever, man.
And my pro card is mine.
You come on here talking all that prison gate talk, man. Ain't nobody about that, man.
If you want to try to blow, the reason why you ain't had your fucking bike out, man, you owe Dan money for that slow motherfucker.
You think that?
Hey, Mike Phillips. Hey, Mike. So what you trying to say?
the reason why Cuss was cut, goddamn, I ain't run none of these years because he owed the man money.
Exactly.
So, Cuss, you talking about me all the week, talking about I couldn't pay my bill. What you got going on, man?
Man, you know what? You know what?
I'm just saying, I can't, you say, okay.
You know what?
Just say, I couldn't, listen, Cuss, okay, my bike been in the shop, like, right at 4 months now, right? And you say I couldn't pay my bill.
When last time you saw my bike?
People walk around with Jerry Curl last time we seen it.
I'm saying,
hey,
did you run that bike, though?
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all what you want to. Feel how you want to. Long as I'm at the Rock and I'm straight.
Hey, Mike.
Rock and I'm straight.
Hey, Mike, do you think Dan's going to let him ride his bike with him?
They might not.
That's why I call 9th get Geronimo. They might not let
him
step foot on that motherfucker.
Man, you know what? While you playing, you the one that blew up Geronimo. What you talking about? Nah,
who do you mean?
You ain't won a race.
How you know Lil Richard didn't blow it up?
You know what?
No,
you know what?
On,
I don't want a race
on it. Hold on, Alex, hold on. Now, all them boys that was there saw me before I got ready to run that bike, saw the two-step wouldn't work. I asked
here we go. Here we go.
I did, and it didn't blow up. It's just not carbureted up. That's all
yeah,
it did.
Two steps go up. Yeah, okay.
You get your motherfucking 730 running ass on the other end up. That's all I want you to do.
Like you say I can't pay my bill, so I won't be in Rockingham. You say I can't pay my bill. That's what you say.
You
say I can't pay my bill. No, since all y'all followers and gonna, you know, go with Michael Phillips, y'all, I can't pay my bills. That's what he say. But you know what?
Because you said the other week that your bike was already up there, though.
Man, my bike been up there. Like Michael Phillips said, I can't pay my bill. I ain't got no money. My hair falling out.
He don't say none of that. All these
hey,
things would be to pay down.
Hey, look. I ain't got no money. I can't pay my bills.
Alex,
I'm struggling. I'm staying on the
street. I came on this man for a raise. That's all I had to do.
Look, man.
Until he showed me that he owned a bike, then he get a race.
You can't win
that
bike.
That
red bike, I'm
gonna be the
cup
there. I can borrow a bike.
You cannot win his bike.
Cuff cut. They saying that you paying to ride your bike this weekend, but you ain't gonna be able to bring it back home.
Let's do it. I held my bike back before Killzone.
So you won't. Killzone by way for.
What you say, Killzone? You had your bike before mine?
Yeah, I have mine. Well, as long as I get my bike out before you get yours.
His bike is already out. He just ain't got it. It's painful, too. So I figured I'll tell you that now.
I told you, homeboy, the bike being tested, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about, cousin.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Guys,
we're going to pause here for 1 second, man. We got the G.I. Joe on here, too.
Uh-oh.
I think he wanted to come on and say something. Kenny, you open him.
Hey, Custom Cut.
Yes.
How many races you got lined up for talking in?
I can answer that. Custom Cut ain't doing no more than really one race, but
wow.
I, 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 Man, but look, everybody, what people don't understand, everybody trying to raise custom cuts and shit like that. And them two races, if he do the second race, man, then he done. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Killzone, while you talking, I just got a message. They said, if Killzone show up, he got action, and I'm drawing on his ASS. And that came from Predator. And that came from Predator.
No
please.
Problem. And you tell Predator, if I'm there, I promise you, he got that motherfucking race. But we're going to even it up and tell him I won't be on nobody. He's going to get a ride of his side, his rider side.
Why don't you pimp you, man?
I'm texting Dan right now. Dan, can you let me get my bike to run these cats at the rock?
Hey, say that now, Dan. He might let you get it, Dan.
Okay. He just takes bike. Sure, Jared.
Let me and you do something.
Okay. Wait, who am I talking with? There's so many voices on
the top. You know who you're talking to.
I don't know who I'm talking with.
This me, man. This Mike, man. Me and you need to go ahead and get this off our chest. All this whole round of phone ass shit to do this.
Oh, you talking about what bike? You know, Mike, you got so many bikes, man.
I'm talking about my red bike. Hey, make sure you tell Trevor back, man. Tell him I'm not running my bike for that same shit like he did last
time. Okay, now he just texted me back. Like, now, look, I'm reading this just like he texted me. Ask him if I need to let him borrow the money I took from him to get his bike out.
You just tell me you ain't running for the same thing, man, because that was bullshit, goddamn. That's why I should have got the shit flying before I even headed up that way.
But look,
I can understand that.
What y'all read for last time? Man, I don't want to talk about it, man. It wasn't
there. Hey, Chris, Santos said chime in 25-29. That's Predator. 25-29.
Was it at least 500 kills, though?
25-29, you're lying.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Man, I'm racing for that. I ain't turning shit down. I don't know. Niggas pad making passes for free. $500 sounds good to me.
Santos.
Shit, but when you traveling to a race, you paying $500 in gas?
Shit, hello? It's going to add up.
Santos, you on. I know, brother, he's on.
Hey, Custom Cuts, you remember that video that you was in where you called out the man with the red tap dancing shoes?
Yeah.
Well, you know that's who's riding my bike over at Rockingham, and that's what I'm off. I ain't jumping on the bus.
I don't
want to run you like everybody else. I'm just offering you a race to call him out on.
And if you want to do that race, we can do that over there. Now,
Lonnie gonna be on GI Joe in Rockingham.
Okay, all right. Okay, do I have to come with like a certain amount, or can we run for you know a reasonable amount?
Reasonable amount.
Yeah. Okay. All
ain't
right.
No,
okay.
I ain't no big baller. We can do it small. It ain't gotta be that big.
Cause I got to applaud you. You know, you trying to get out there, and you trying to do your thing. You know, you hanging around this clique that.
What about Michael Phillips? I'm not trying to argue.
You know, I can understand ignorance sometimes, but I ain't trying to argue with nobody, man.
Look, Alex,
I got my plate is full, but I want to entertain the little guys like G.I. Joe or Jane.
You can call that Ashley Rumman. After you
okay,
round up, you call it.
Okay, now look. Now, if I have time, and if I don't be bombarded with other things, I love those guys that, you know, want to race for a reasonable amount and not try to blow the bank, because I ain't got it like that, you know, according to other people.
You
I ain't got
that.
It like
that.
A few people trying to blow the bank, but a lot of guys get on here and be trying to up the pot on you and stuff, so you can't get no raise, you know. But then try to make it seem like you're scared. But G.I. Joe, I tell you what, Kenny, if we can work something out, man, we'll try to work something out. If not now, I'll run you. I'll butt your head in the near future.
Oh.
You know,
we're going to get it quick because I'm finna go to Pro Street with that bike. So
you finna go to Pro Street with that bike?
Pro Street. Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, can I get it
pretty quick.
Oh, okay. I mean, you think well, never mind. They're going to think I'm trying to be funny. I ain't going to ask that.
So good.
Yeah.
You know, me and you and Tootie about to have our bike out.
Is he coming?
Yeah.
I don't know, he been hitting every other race. He should come.
Yeah.
He should come. I'm pretty, you know, he'll be a pretty good racer. He follow a lot of races, so I'm pretty sure he'll be there.
Michael Phillips
yeah.
Will run you, man. Why you don't raise him?
Man, you know.
That man is ain't nothing about that old crazy shit. No fighting about this old
man. Look.
I want to see if you're going to run him, ZZ. You've been eating too much hell now.
If you let me answer, I'll answer the question.
Okay, answer.
Okay, what it look like me, I already got two people I got to run. Ain't nobody in history of racing try to get up three grudge races before we get there. You know, if Michael Phillips want to run me and he's talking right, we'll get out there and run. We'll get
you
out there and run.
You want me to show you how bad I'm going to race me? You can do this for $300. That's how bad I want to do this. Pay for my game.
Uh-oh.
Well, Okay, now, Mike, I'm going to tell you this. Now, this is the only thing that I want you to do. I want you to send me a picture of the red bike. That's all you got to do.
Man, no, you telling me.
No, Alex, don't get in between this. Mike, that's all I want you to do. Send me a picture of the red bike because I'm not finished. Don't nobody go in the blind like that. Don't nobody go in the blind like that. You send me.
All them boys saw that red bike. Chris, send him a picture of that red bike. I know you took a picture of it. Send him a picture of the red bike.
Okay.
Send me a picture of the red bike. That's all I want. I ain't with all that sideways talking, man. I want to come race. I mean, all that other junk, man. Y'all can keep these things, man. Alex, why you keep speaking for the man? Just let me and him talk. Once I get the picture, I start, you know, preparing my baptism talk. Because that's what I'm going to do. You actually, you know, I'm not scared to race nobody out there, but I'm not going to go in the blind on no race.
Matter of fact, the video of the bike is out there on that Harley Davidson race in Texas.
Hey, Al.
Yeah.
You going to have the hat on this weekend?
Yeah, I got to have my hat. Man, my shit ain't low cuff, though.
Yeah, y'all keep talking about me, all right? That's what y'all do. Just keep on talking.
Did you see the picture yet?
Hell no, he ain't looking for it.
Man, it's a video. I got to look at a freaking video. I can't do that on the phone.
Well, you got all that money. You supposed to have one of my phones. You could be looking at the video and talking at the same time.
Well, technology don't hang around my camp.
Like you say,
I got to get my bike out the shop, so I need all the money I can get.
Hey, Alex.
Mm-hmm. Alex, Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, don't wear that hat, boy. They think you and Cousin Cut brothers and sisters.
Oh, oh, go ahead. Man, my damn clothes ain't that damn tight.
Wow. I never seen so many grown men engaged on one dude like y'all engaged on me. Come on, man. Y'all get off of that, man. Come on. My hair is my hair, man. I can't help because y'all got receded hairline.
Oh, boy. I'm telling you, you funny about that shape up, too. Oh, boy. Round is that motherfucker.
Hey, y'all. I mean, come
hey,
on, man.
You trying to get the yet? Or you ain't going to look for it. You trying to get out of the race.
No,
man,
I'm trying, man. I got to go on.
You want to do.
I got to go on a freaking video. Let me see. What's the name of that, Chris? That Louisiana, what's the name of it? Do you know?
No, it's not on the Louisiana. It's on the Dallas Raceway. Why are you doing that? We got several calls. Man. We're going to try to open up the lines. We got 8351. Your line is open. Okay. Okay, man. We got 9206. Your line is open.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. We got a 1870. Got your line open.
Oh, yeah, this is Michael Phillips. Custom Cuffs ain't got to worry about getting nothing out the shop. We pay his bills over here. You tell him I got enough money to put him standing straight up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, now we know the pipe going to be a little more then.
Tell him to open his mouth. I bet he got about 18 teeth missing.
I said that means the
pack
gonna go up. That's what I said.
Man, you ain't got money, man. Go get you a bike.
All right, when I come there, we gonna race. Now that's all. That's all need to be said. All the other unnecessary talk you trying to talk, we don't want to hear that. We talking about racing. We ain't talking about nothing else. We talking about race.
Well, he just said my bike is paid for. So I guess Black Caesar will be there then.
Is that
data? While we over there too.
Is that data?
Do it
Dan
sound like that?
Dan don't want to say it.
Well, yeah, we don't know it. No. You just come see me. I'll be standing beside it, and I'll cover everything you got.
Shit.
Well,
don't get quiet. I'll be over
there. Well, you that? Can we swallow up the same way?
No,
He's talking about Michael Phillips.
We want some clean fun this weekend, man. We just want to see some good racing and come out there. I mean, if I got to race Michael Phillips or BNL or Eddie Kane or Sam Cooke, it don't matter, man. I just want to race, get out there, and have a good time, man. You know. Yeah, we gonna talk junk. But don't never get it twisted like I'm scared of anybody on this radio. I'm ready to race anybody. It don't matter. Except Katrina. If Katrina let me get up out of that gate, now I race them now.
Man, you scared of that? Ain't nobody scared of no damn Katrina. How you gonna run out of the room scared of Katrina?
Hey, I'm just saying, man. I'm playing my part. I'm a wiggle this thing. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm a wiggle the game.
So we ain't scared of them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know how many hurricanes done came after Katrina, fool?
Man, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Okay, I'm giving that man motorcycle respect. That man motorcycle running. I can't run with that bike, but if he let me wiggle up out that gate, I'll run him. And I'll run.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you so goddamn, so you talk to me. Who you think gonna win them grudge passes?
What grudge passes?
The street side.
Oh, classes. Oh, I think Katrina will win that one. And Kickin' Rock's gonna win the street side.
Kickin' Rock.
Man, you know what? Y'all see that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm speaking real.
Yeah, they just like you, a damn dumbass, begging for something.
Wow.
Every time we run them, we got to get them something.
If you, this coming,
man, get him great.
You know what? This coming from a man that wear a burlap rope around his belt loop for a belt. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. You also talking about a dude to walk around with Michael Jackson outfits.
Okay, but you know y'all
so,
asked me.
Yeah. So what you gonna come with?
Kill's going to ask me a question. When I speak real about it, I get bashed for it. What I'm saying is,
I didn't say nothing about you feeling that way about Katrina.
No, but I said, kick
her
off.
Yeah, that's what I said something about. I said, shit. He
the boy bike running, man. The boy bike running.
Yeah, and look, look, he's getting back tired, brakes, every damn bike. When he going to set beside somebody's head up?
Yeah, I mean, he did pretty good in Twigs. I mean, I'm just stating my opinion. That's all, man.
Then,
it don't count.
But then Little Richard whooped more white ghosts twice.
Yeah, he probably did. But, you know, like you said before, everybody invited to a bad day. Y'all might cut off.
Well,
y'all might cut off. It can't beat y'all.
So?
You know?
And Eddie
you know,
might cut off, we beat Eddie.
You know,
now,
hey.
We raising.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
You've been running.
Who been running? No, dog, no. Ain't nobody been running, man. It's been raining all.
Did you see that bike yet?
Yeah, I see what bike?
But I don't keep on talking. I'm gonna let your mic talk. Y'all talking and shit. You just keep on dodging.
Man, whatever, man.
I ain't got nothing to say. We got a race, and he got somebody else that's gonna bet some more money. So you know what I'm saying? Like I told him, I do it for that, and he's fighting to say he won't bet more, so we're gonna bet more.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm like this. Hey, Mike, no, all the joking aside, now, if you really want to do that, now, we can go ahead and just make this like a doggone main event. We can up the pot, and me, you can just do it and see what's what. And we can kill it like that. We can kill it like that. It don't matter. I mean, if you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there because I blowed up three motors today on the pump, so I can't go. I kicked three fucking cranks, bro. So I'm done with that, so that's why I'm coming over there.
Tell us because how much them damn motors cost. Maybe just
38,000.
Man, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
No, but y'all talking about money, man. Shit.
No,
you talking about running, Mike, your third race, right?
Man, look. Like I said, when you get the track, man, when we get to the track, we'll figure all that out because I'm talking to a bunch of people that they don't even own a motorcycle right now. You know,
man, I own motorcycles when you were walking around.
Hey, man,
a little
come on.
Tight pack guy.
You ask the questions and you ain't even gonna have a motorcycle there. Let me and Mike talk. Let grown folks talk about this. Let grown
man,
folks talk.
Man, I ain't gonna have no goddamn motorcycle there.
You ain't gonna have no more. You don't even know if you coming. You told Chris at the beginning of the show you gonna figure that out on Saturday morning.
I said
no.
I said I know in a day or so.
A day or so. The race Saturday.
Exactly.
Man, come on, man. Come on.
Well, I really think you're trying to dodge the Sam Foote race, man. That's what I think.
Okay, Mike. You know what, Mike? You know what? Since they want to see me race Sam Foote, Mike, we
got
to do this another time.
There you go.
What you talking about?
Wow. Kill zone. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. I just was going to defer Mike and go ahead and do Sam Foote, but now he's talking about, here we go. See, I can't wait.
All I was telling you is, you know to try to get away.
Kills on. I tell you what, this is how we'll do it. You run them two races, and then if your bike ain't broke, then me and you race.
You know, that sounds like a plan.
You know what I'm saying? If you run them two, you run them two races, your bike ain't broke, then we race. I mean, it's plain and simple. Like I said, I ain't trying to argue. Either. I mean, like I said, you run your two races, and then if you done, I'll be your third race. That's what I said when I first came on. Ain't that right? That's not what I said when I first came on.
That's what you said, man. I'm glad you're going to come to the race and actually watch me run these other two races because that's what you're going to have to do. That's what you're going to have to do.
that's what I'm going to have to do. Sometimes you have to crawl before you walk.
Yeah, but...
Before you walk.
Now, Mike, now, can I ask you one question? This is man to man now.
Yeah.
Man to man.
Yeah.
While I'm doing my race with Sam Cook, can you please hold my phone and video it for me?
I'll hold your phone and video it for
me. You going to do what?
That was a straight up question.
How much you paying?
Well,
how much
you
paying? I hold your phone.
You ain't got to do nothing but hold it.
Holy.
Wow, everything costs money.
Yeah, that's right. When you go get your women, when you mess with them, you got to feed them and do everything else, or you stick your little thing dang in them.
I'm going to feed them.
Some kind of way you're going to pay some money to get between their legs. If you got to feed them, you got to get their hair done, you got to get their feet and their toes, all that done, you know, their nails.
He don't know nothing about that shit. He's trying to get all his shit done.
Well, first of all, Michael, unlike y'all, I take them to my shop and I do all that for them in the meals on them.
Now, I'm going to tell you now, you still got to pay because you still got to pay the electric, you got to pay the wall, you got to buy the equipment to do the nail with, you're still paying.
You know what, man? I ain't gonna argue with you because no matter what I say, you gonna have me spending money.
There you go, man. Now, if you want me to hold your phone and video, you gotta pay me. I make sure I video everything. Ain't gonna be no shake, no nothing. I'm gonna catch everything. Sam Cook be out the video and you be by yourself now.
I had one in North Carolina, bro.
Well, I need to be with you when you get them then, so you can jock one for me then. I just sit back and be behind.
Oh, okay. Trust me, after I beat your head in, just come stand beside me and all the residue will go to you. The residue. I'm not. It's a long time coming. I'm gonna get you.
Well, what would you get him? The Bobby, I won't be there.
Kill zone. So it just for a click so bad. He don't know which way to go. He don't know which.
On what now?
You like a wore out prostitute. You don't know which way to go.
He ain't there like that, homeboy. I just want to see you goddamn do two races. I never seen him.
No. I want to see you get out there.
Then you call.
Man, come on, kill on the phone. Man, no, but I'm just saying he was there at the track when I did the first girls race of the year. Come on, man.
Hold on now. No, the fuck you did. I did the first girls race of the year.
I did it in Phoenix City. What you talking about? I did the first girls race in Phoenix City. What you talking about?
Oh, man. I was wanting to know when you did your goddamn race.
Okay, I ain't going to tell you. You know what? I'm belittling myself because
man,
I'm a pro rider up here arguing with an amateur.
Why you been so tired this year?
CZ, Predator on him, Kills on them, get it on. Santos,
you on the phone?
We had Santos. He had some disruption. Let me see if I can fetch him back in.
25-29. And you know what, Kills on, if I was you, I'd go ahead and get off the line right now because your head.
Man, I ain't getting out no line. Now I want to talk to him, goddamn.
All right, 25-29. Your line is open, man.
Uh-oh.
All right, here you go. what you got to say, homeboy?
Shit. I'm going to do goddamn stolen again. That's what I got to
say. Say what now? I can't hear you. What you on a minute for? I can't hear you. Say it
to me. Oh, I'm right here. I know you can hear me.
Yeah, I hear you now. What's up?
Yeah, I said I want to beat your damn skull in again. That's what I want to do.
Okay, it ain't no problem, but I'm going to try to make it up there to North Carolina as a bike, do good and shit, man, and it's going to be your ride against Lil Dust.
Lil Dust? What happened to you? Wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute. You don't get no say-so no-how.
Shit, it don't matter. It don't even matter, man. Just like that bullshit you pulled, man, about switching trash. You ain't going to do this. You ain't going to do that. I ain't doing none of that dumb shit no more.
Look at man. All I want to do is be. Did I run your head up?
Look, in other words, you saying if Lil Duck ride my bike, you ain't racing the bike, right?
Nah, I ain't saying that. What I'm saying is that you were talking
that,
all that shit to strap your ass up. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I was talking all the shit I lost, but I'm talking to you.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Okay.
After you lost for the second time, you said when you get your bike out, you coming to see me. Was that your correct words? Wasn't that your words? Yes or no?
Yeah, that was my correct words.
Okay, well, that's what you need to do. You need to come see me then.
But look. I'm not finna jump on no fucking bike if I ain't been on there in 4 months. If you're gonna be at this fucking event and Lil Dust been testing the bike, are you gonna race Lil Dust with my bike? That's all I need to know. I mean, just let me know, man, because ain't no need me get to the track and you be like, goddamn, you ain't gonna do it, because I know how you is, man.
Man, you don't know nothing about me. That was your second time ever meeting me. Why the hell you talking about you know how I do?
The way shit went that night, man, I knew you weren't right. You see how you were switching up shit and saying you ain't going to do this, you ain't going to do that. So,
Show what I didn't do.
Listen, at this moment right here, man, are you going to run the dust on my bike? With your bike and your ride.
Well,
that's all I need to know.
Well, back up. I need to make sure I understand. What did I do the last time that was wrong?
Tell me what I do. All that switching lanes. Okay, you said
that's wrong. Switching lanes wrong.
Listen, exactly. So when I already chose the lane, and then you come back and tell me, goddamn, if I don't give you the lane,
Say it right. After we flip for the first race, right? I beat you on that race, right?
Uh-huh.
Now the second race, okay? I saw my lane wasn't hooking, so hell, you want to run me back, right? So if you run me back, hell yeah, I'm gonna go with the better lane. What I'm gonna say? I'm gonna stay in the shitty lane. Which man gonna stay in the shitty lane?
I mean, you already got that bench because you want to race. But like I say, it's all good. You beat me 2 times, man. And I'm still waiting on a simple
ounce. Back to back, like
you,
Michael Jordan.
Hey, you strap up, you got action. That's your answer.
You're saying if I ride, I got action, right?
You ride, you got action.
And if it's the dust ride, I don't got action.
If you ride, you got action.
Okay, I got your answer. Appreciate you. I got your answer.
But you know what? He beat you back-to-back like Michael Jordan won the championship.
Yeah, it don't matter, because you ain't did shit with your bike all goddamn years.
Hey,
because
you don't want to draw on me. You don't want to draw on me, because I embarrassed you.
We done already drawn on that clown ass.
You don't want to draw on me.
Hey, hold up. But let me say this, too, now. Custom Cuts, when you was talking to Killzone, you said some slick shit. That he got beat by the slowest bike. So again, I come up there in Rockingham straight off the trailer, heads up, you got action.
Man, the Custom Cut was telling the truth. I got beat by a slow ass bike. He was telling the fucking truth.
Well, I tell you what, you paid for that slow ass bike 2 times.
It don't even matter. And I'm gonna pay for that bitch's third time too.
I know you are. I'm gonna pay for the third time. I'm glad you admit it. You're right.
I'm the freaking puppet master over here.
I don't know about a puppet, but I know you're a damn clown.
Well, y'all can tell me what you want to say. Because you know what? One thing about Killzone, he want to race so bad that he got out there and did something stupid.
So,
at least you told the truth, because at least you admitted I did.
Killzone don't get no cool points. He don't get no cool points. That motherfucker called me. I don't give him no damn brownie points.
Okay,
yeah,
look. Brother, the only thing that matters, man, that the bike is fucking fixed now,
dog.
And it's time to start
bet racing. That is true.
Yo,
so we'll see you on this Saturday, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So there you go.
I mean, I told you what race I was going to do, and you said you weren't going to do it.
You see what I'm saying?
What you mean I ain't got no room to talk? I'm asking you for a race with a rider, the same rider you have. I mean, your same rider size. But you don't
want to do that. That's what he's talking about. Down here, we race like that. You 0-2, you don't get no say-so.
So what say so you get? Because you ain't did shit all year. We shouldn't even be talking. I'm not trying to race you. You ain't ran your bike all year. I'm just trying to set up a good race with y'all, man. I just got both of y'all on the phone. I'm sorry.
Hey, cuz, what about that bike with that GN2? We'll put your dust on that motherfucker with a Ernie Brown and run your head up.
No, I just found out that bike is not going to make it. That bike still in the shop. I'm sorry, fellas. That bike's not going to make it. The only bike that will be there representing me is Black Caesar representing Custom Cut. You know.
Hey, I show head to whoop your ass on Martin Luther King Week.
Hey, Custom Cut. Custom Cut.
Yeah.
Hey, if everything got there, go away. I'm probably, if you want to do, well... Well, I'm just going to put it out there, man, because I ain't going to press you and shit, because I know everybody want to race you, but goddamn, we'll try a little something with goddamn little dust on my bike.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you read that text, that song, yeah, you know, text, Possum, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, they had to give you the okay to say that, you know.
Man, you already got all the retailers. See, I'm not going to ride the bike after being,
so
not
you
being
mean
on
to
the
tell
bike
me,
for a month.
You mean to tell me you're going to try me with your bike head up with dust on?
With
this,
yeah.
Man, you must be crazy.
I guess I'm crazy then.
You know what? That's like me running trailer to backwards.
Hey. You a comedian tonight, I see. Okay.
Hey, that's good. I mean, like I said, it's all good, man. You just got to go run your two races, man, which I think you're going to do one. Most likely going to do one. But run your two races and shit, man. If I see you over there celebrating yourself, I ain't going to even talk to you. I know how you do that.
If Michael Phillips show up at the track, and I see him over there waiting on me, I'm going to try my best to get to that race. You know what I'm gonna do for Michael Phillips? I'm gonna make it seem like it's the ordinary thing. I may just stay up there and race him on Sunday, so it'll be just like he do every week. You know what I'm saying?
But we can do that then too. We can race San Lance. We can do two things.
Because I want him to feel like he's in the final round on Sunday.
Don't worry about it. I got 7 trophies to show where I did that at, and in the
I'm gonna make me a cardboard wallet. I don't need no wallet. I'm gonna make me a cardboard wallet.
I got one of them platinum ones too. You want me to bring that so you can touch? Ain't many people got them, man. 16 people got them.
I bet you won't put it on the line against me.
Well, not for $300.
How much money? How much money you want to put up to the wallet?
Come on. I mean, I don't actually been close to one in a while. It's probably like
I ain't going to run you for no $300. We got to put some money up on the wallet.
Hey, Eddie.
You got to put some money up. You just can't act like when you go take a walk out, which you just want to fuck and you don't give
no
money, no food, no nothing.
Man, I ain't even like goddamn. I ain't fight with Dust on against Predator head up.
Wow.
Again, who?
I said, I ain't even like goddamn Ike bike against goddamn Predator heads up with us on.
Hey, Santos, he's getting tickets on Ike and Possum. He's being coached to say these things.
Oh, that's what it is?
Hey, cousin, let us out of there.
All
right,
what's going
on,
Chris?
I'm just listening, Chris.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
hold on. Hey, Kills on.
Kills
on.
There you go.
Hey, this is Ike right here. I've been listening the whole time. Man, ain't nobody texting Kills on telling this thing nothing.
Man, Cousin could have been saying that. He know goddamn.
Hold on a minute. I got a question. Now, this question is for Mr. Predator. Now, you don't want Kills on ass two races, and what you're saying is since he lost, he don't have no say-so about the way he run his bike. You just can't say no and just leave it alone.
Nah, he can run it how he want to run it. I don't care how he run it. But when you run me, so,
he ain't got no demands over him. You know what I mean?
Well, he didn't demand nothing. He just asked you, did you, hold on, Kills, he just asked you, would you run him with dust on the bike, and what your answer was no, right?
Nah, incorrect. You couldn't be listening too well.
And no, I was listening just fine. I just needed some clarification.
I told him he needs to get on his bike. He
called
me out. Hey, hold on.
Ain't that the same thing?
Oh, nah, it's totally different.
Huh? All right, well, check this out. Eighth Mile, I got a street tie Nitrous 1000. I will run your bike head up in 8 Mile with a little dust on. Is that enough of an advantage for you to do that, Ray?
Who is this?
It's like, I got a little black 1000.
Okay, why don't you get on it?
Street tie bike. One thing with that is you ain't going to dictate how I run it. I just asked you for a race. You do have the option to say no thank you. That's all
okay,
I want you to say is yes or no.
Hey, well, I tell you what. I ain't going to say yeah, I ain't going to say no. We'll see.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Well, you take it how you want to take it. That's what you do.
That's a flat slick booster just ran
hey,
from a street.
No, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. You ain't no boss. I can sit your ass down somewhere, man.
I'm not trying to be a boss, but you just got scared of a street car 1000. Like, for real.
Man, you crazy.
And take it down there and recycle that motherfucker if you scared to run a street car 1000
with
it.
You crazy.
You need to take that bitch and scrap it
up. You talk this now like
hey, all that reverse psychology shit. Hey, all that reverse psychology shit. That shit don't work here, man. Go ahead on with that.
I have to let you out there with dust on.
That's what he just said. I have to give him the break with a flat slick boot.
I tell you what, if you're stupid enough to get to me.
Tell me you're gonna give it to me.
Don't talk it now if you ain't gonna give it now.
I ain't trying nothing but a collar.
You give me the break. I wouldn't care if you race it on a rim. You give me the break.
Somebody said,
"Tell
I give me a break." I thought you said it.
Oh nah.
Cause you must got a moped, goddamn, with no confidence in that motherfucker. If you got to be like that.
That's
right.
I just got a text and said, that you can get action with this White Ghost up at the Rock this weekend.
Tell White Ghost, if he gonna be in the street
time,
if he gonna be in the street time shootout, we already gonna race. So he, I mean, hey, what's different?
Okay.
Hey,
Chris. So Big Red coming now. Hey, he been running his mouth, but he wasn't coming.
Big Red, yeah.
He's about to leave that damn thing.
Yeah. Hey, you probably will get action on that. We're a little dusty around. You probably will get the action on it.
I can't believe you had to think about that shit, my nigga.
He'll think about it. I told you we'll see, didn't I? So I just rewarded. I said, you'll probably get action with it.
Kills on, let's I wish it. You the best with that, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what.
We got another Street Tile 1000. What you want to do?
We already trying to do it. Just said every one of the brothers out of Ross's shop already called him talking shit. We want to do it. Let's get it.
See, one thing about these guys, I don't even have to think about it. Somebody set up like me on the street tie, you know what I'm saying, except for a couple of them boosters, I'm going to leave alone. But anybody on a 1,000 on the street tie, they're going to have to show me. That's just how I am. You're going to have to show me. I ain't trying to be no big dog, but I got a lot of confidence in that bike that white boy built me.
Hey,
wow.
Dust told me them boy called him and gave him hell last night on the phone. Everybody want to run for Ernest, but they want to run him with GN2s and all this and that.
Hey, front it up.
So, I got a slider. They got a GN2. Let's get it. That was a message. Take it back.
Guys, look, we got about 7 callers here, man. We're going to try to open up this line before this show is over with. We got 5534.
I got a question for that predator bite.
He right here?
Yo.
Oh, wait a minute. I already know who this is. Go on, sit on down somewhere.
How you know who this is? Who is this?
Tampa, Florida.
What'd you say?
Tampa, Florida.
Nah, this ain't no Tampa, Florida.
All right, come on with it then.
What you want to do with that bike on Saturday? I got a flat slip 1,000. No.
Okay, send me a picture of it.
What's your number?
364-2529. 229 area code.
229?
Man, look here.
Everybody want a picture out of Custom Cuts.
Man, we ain't want to, man, Custom Cuts bikes at Gallwood getting a 360 tire kit on the back of that shit. We ain't want with that slow motherfucker.
Man,
he getting ready for bike week next year. That slow motherfucker bike.
Man, you sound like it. You sound like the dude was on here last week with the cheeseburger in his mouth. A 400-pound dude talking about he got a short wheel, baby. Man, get out of here.
I got one last question for the predator bike. You want Kills on to ride his own bike? That you want to do an owner's race with him? You ride your bike, he ride his.
Oh no, man, come on.
I'm just
come
asking because he's telling Kills on
hey,
to ride
hey,
his
nah.
bike.
Hey,
Kills on
hey,
ain't
hey,
saying
hey,
shit
hey,
by his side of it.
Ride it. Hey, wait a minute.
There you go.
Hey. Killzone did say some shit by him riding it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, by riding his own bike. So, I mean, that's beside the point right there, what you talking about.
Hey, well, he doesn't have
number?
A choice. He don't have a choice no more after that. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
he don't have a choice no more.
Oh, he got a choice, but I need for him to honor that race, what he said. He said he was going to be
there
for Whoopi. You see what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
what Street Tire 1000 we get to get white bike this weekend? Are we trying to do it?
Man, Chris, you got any more calls? You need to lay in because.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. We trying to do that race.
Because, man, you know, you ain't talking about that, man. You know, that man need to honor that race. Killzone said he was going to race the same race. He
look
need to honor.
You, look how many times you going to whoop my dude, but he just came out here and gave you every odd. And you want to be a picture of the bike.
You trying
to
tell
y'all
don't dictate how
Killzone
gonna run his damn bike is what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, ain't nobody trying to dictate that. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to give him the honor when he says.
I used to
like
on a race and he got down went into a goddamn four horse race with a whole nother goddamn bike. You didn't honor that goddamn bike.
Oh,
hey,
I'm the puppet master. Okay.
Look at him. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You talking about, man?
Hey, Predator, what's that number?
229-364-2529.
Yeah. And Mike, send me a picture of that red bike. Everybody else send me a picture.
No.
Man, you
nigga
do
picture.
Shit, man.
Wait, I want it. Mike, are you still on the line? I want a picture, Mike Phillips. It's a Wiley.
All right, guys, moving on. We got another caller here, 8506. Your line is open.
Oh,
yeah. All right, we got 5415. Your line is open. We got another number here, 1111. Your line is open.
Wow.
Hey, I want to know what Street Tire bike, but we're going to look for his ass.
Oh,
Street
man,
Tire 91,000, we coming. We want to do it.
Y'all on the same team, man. Come on, man.
Who?
You, Ike, Possum, Killzone, all y'all on the same team.
Hey, we ain't do nothing like you said. You worried about running Geronimo, and the man done told your ass ain't getting on his bike. You done hired little Richard and Michael Phillips.
You're not
going
to cause no problem. You're not going to cause no problem.
Mr. Alex Bud Light, please.
This is him.
Alex Bud Light. I got some cheese I need.
Yeah, this is what it is. I need you to bust this weekend. Yes, sir. Hey, both of them two motherfuckers grow. It's time to kill both of them down two seats.
Hey,
I'm ready.
I want you to fuck this weekend.
Hey, what I tell you I do? I want you. So, my dude, I don't feel like falling out with them this weekend. We got to go in with you.
He done got his cousin to call in.
All right, let's try this 8506 number. Your line is open. 8506, your line is open.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess it's gonna be 9 million bikes show up trying to bail on you. That one time my damn neck class race. Shit.
Hey,
I know I would be there Saturday, so hell, you know what I mean. I'm coming to race.
Hey, brother, if we don't figure out shit Saturday, man, we'll goddamn do it at a later date. I just can't see myself getting on the bike like that, and I ain't goddamn been on one in 4 months. Excuse me. Hey, cousin, it don't even matter, cuz I'm not finna get on a fucking bike and kill myself, man. I'm not saying that shit you talking about, man. Hey.
You just crazy, man. Hey, no better than you, you shouldn't be worried about safety.
He's enjoying it, lad.
Why you spazzing out, man?
CZ. CZ,
yeah.
Who ran the best numbers on Geronimo? You, Richard, or Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm riding my own bike, dog.
I guess we'll know when we pull up the race.
Yeah, you're right. We will know.
We're gonna be on that motherfucker.
Hey, man, look,
hey,
I got my own bike. I own my own bike. Yeah.
Custom Cut, before the year over, I might do something stupid and run your head up with mine.
Yeah, you know what, Bud Light,
you better be warm about what kind of 60 or what kind of best time you gonna do on Sam Cooke, cause Katrina dirty on your ass, boy. It's over all that playtime alone.
Didn't I tell you?
You ain't got number Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to sit on this. And I'm talking about you know it's coming on.
And get what? Didn't I tell you? You can't have a backyard.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen to you, man. I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen to you. I bet it's gonna be daylight. It's gonna be daylight between them. You come close to me, Alex, but I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about. It's gonna be daylight between them.
You sure they gonna be daylight the other way?
It's gonna be daylight between them. I'm gonna show you something, boy.
If you put daylight on them.
Hey,
I'm gonna tell you something.
It's time, man. All that other talking, everybody done all the talking. OC ain't done no talking. I tell you, it's going to be time. It's going to be time. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about.
Hey, what I tell you? Fuck around and let us leave on you like y'all constantly leave.
Hey,
and see if y'all be celebrating.
Alex, I don't fuck around. I fuck straight up and down. Now, I know you got that, don't you? I got it from you.
I can't even say that.
I can't say that.
BML.
You follow behind me?
Hey, Alice, I got to make a little bet with you, if you don't mind.
What?
You drank Bud Light. I drank Michelob. If you lose, you buy me a case of Michelob off and bring it to my trailer. If I lose, I bring you a case of Bud Light to your trailer. Is that a bet?
Yep.
All right, so you know you need to go and purchase that song for today. Don't go out and drink up all the Bud Light and forget to get my house. You're going to be a problem.
You better believe, my brother. I'm going to get good and drunk so I can talk me some shit. You can believe that this weekend.
Hey, man.
We're going to have to do it.
You see that? Hey, you see that fucking storm was brewing down there in the Gulf? It was brewing down there in Baton Rouge. Those zombies, everybody know they kind of took heat, kind of bagged up a little bit.
Hey, I done told you. Nah. I'm hard-headed. We going to see.
We sure gonna see. It's time to dance now.
That's what I'm telling you.
Like Batman told Joker, have you ever danced with the devil on the pale moonlight?
Yeah. We'll do something. I tell you what, ain't nowhere in the hell you gonna make us bow down like you made Cuffin' Cuz bow down.
I ain't make Cuffin' Cuz bow down. I ain't never
that. That man ran any motorcycle in the world but you.
Man, he ran a good race. We ran a good race. I won. Now it's somebody else's turn.
And please be out.
It ain't no please. It got to be y'all.
You know we're going to do it.
How much your punk ass? Sometime in there.
Me and you. Standing at the damn 8 mile mark.
Sometimes.
All right, then. Well, Alex, I'll see you this weekend. And don't forget my damn beer.
All right. I'm out, too.
All right, guys. So, with that, then, we're going to have to call it. We ran out of time tonight. So good luck to each and every one on Saturday. And we hope to hear a recap next Wednesday. So with that being said, we want to say good night to each and every one of you.
The first thing you said, I heard what you said.